This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli tanks and aircraft hit targets in southern and central Gaza on Sunday, and there were fierce gun battles in some areas as the war reached 100 days since the October 7th attack led by gunmen from the Islamist Hamas movement. Fighting was concentrated in the southern city of Khan Yunis, where U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas said its fighters hit an Israeli tank, as well as in central Gaza, where the military said several militants were killed. Commemorations to mark 100 days since the start of the Israel-Gaza war were held across Israel on Sunday, with calls to release all hostages held in Gaza.
Let's figure this out already. It's enough. Let's bring them home. 100 days too many. Let's not get to 101.
John Poland, father of hostage Hirsch Goldberg Poland, of the 240 hostages who were kidnapped on October 7th, more than 130 are still held captive in Gaza. The release of hostages has been an emotional issue within Israeli society, drawing outpouring of solidarity from all walks of life. Sunday marked a somber day for many. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi dismissed Taiwan's election results on Sunday and warned that pursuit of independence would be quote-unquote severely punished. Wang said, therefore, no matter what the election results are, it cannot change the basic fact that there is only one China in the world and Taiwan is part of China, nor can it change the general consensus of the international community to adhere to the one China principle. Wang made the comments during a joint news conference in Cairo following meetings with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. This is VOA News. All remaining 136 prison guards and administrative workers who were seized as hostages during prison riots in Ecuador were freed on Saturday night, prison authorities said. Nearly 180 prison guards and civil servants had been taken hostage by rioting inmates after President Daniel Noboa launched a military crackdown on criminal groups this week, sparking a deadly confrontation with drug gangs in the South American country. Denmark's King Frederick X on Sunday took over from his mother, Queen Margrethe II, who formally abdicated after 52 years as monarch, Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Huge crowds gathered in the Danish capital, Copenhagen, on Sunday as Denmark's King Frederick X acceded to the throne. 83-year-old Margrethe stunned the nation on New Year's Eve when she announced she would become the first Danish monarch in almost 900 years to voluntarily relinquish the throne. In attendance Sunday were Margrethe, Frederick, his Australian-born wife Mary, who is now queen, and their oldest son Christian, 18, who is the new heir to the throne. Denmark has one of the oldest monarchies in the world. Tens of thousands from all over the country braved the cold for the event, a sign of the popularity the monarchy enjoys in the nation of nearly 6 million.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby on Sunday said U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's doctors think he may need additional care. Kirby told CBS Television there is routine regular communication between President Joe Biden and Austin, and the secretary remains actively involved and engaged from the hospital. Austin remains hospitalized and is in good condition, the Defense Department said on Sunday, and it said it did not have a specific date for his release. Biden on Friday said he has confidence in Austin despite what the president agreed was a lapse in judgment by the Pentagon chief over his secret hospitalization. The musical movie remake of Mean Girls takes the number one spot at the box office this weekend, AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
The film adaptation of the Broadway musical adaptation of the 2004 movie Mean Girls was the top draw for movie audiences. It made $28 million domestically in its debut weekend, according to studio estimates. The Beekeeper debuted in second place. Wonka falls from first to third. Anyone But You is number four, and Migration is fifth. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.